All right, so I got this question from a mentee of mine the other day, which was, how much should I budget to spend on my Facebook ads every month? And it's a really good question because it's something that you're not really taught that well enough about. And you've got to make this a key decision because you want to invest enough so you get the number of leads and sales that you want to make a return. But also, you can't just blow money you don't have. Or you can't over-leverage yourself by putting too much money into adverts that you're not getting a return on in a quick enough time frame. So let's break this down exactly how I would do this. If you were and I were working together one-on-one, strategizing your marketing campaign, this is how we would do it. The first thing we'd need to look at are your overall growth goals, because your ads budget at the end of the day is simply a measure of how much are we going to spend to acquire a number of clients? So first we need to know, well, how many clients do you actually need in order to reach your goals? Now, the number of clients we want, of course, is all of them, but in reality, we're actually limited by how many clients we can onboard and fulfill. So the first lesson I want you to write down, or just you know, remember this, repeat this a few times. A lot of trainers think that their ability to scale their studio, to fill a gym, or to expand to multiple studios, they believe that the scale potential is down to how much ads money they have. But it's not. Your Facebook ads have actually quite little to do with your scale potential. What is the actual limiting factor to your scale? Which could mean going from 20 members of a gym up to 300, or going from one location to 20, like we have done. The real factor is going to be how many clients can you continually intake and serve at the highest level of service that you were originally known for. It's a bit of a mouthful, so I'll say it again. But this is a Justin Devonshire tenet of business. Scale is not to do with Facebook ads or how much money you spend. Your ability, scaling a business is essentially how many members or clients can you serve at the same high level of quality that you were initially known for in the beginning. Because the fact is, if you're scaling quite a lot, if you're growing by 10, 20, 50 members a month, we aim to grow by at least 50 members a month at our gyms. If you're growing by those amounts, it means not only is your marketing doing well, but it means you've got a great service, because if your service wasn't great, then people would be dropping off, trialists wouldn't convert, and you'd never end up with any net positive members. So the first factor of scaling is customer service. And if your service is growing quickly, it means you're giving a great quality service, you're getting results, you're giving great relationships. And if you want to continue scaling, you need to be able to continue delivering that. A lot of companies look outside the fitness industry at big companies that were great in the beginning, in the earlier years, but after a point, I'm sure you know some companies, either on a local level or national level, that you just feel they grew to a certain point and then the original value just wasn't there anymore. For some people, Starbucks comes to mind. A lot of people will report that Starbucks 15, 20 years ago was a lot different to what it is now. And that's just one example. And it's quite subjective, but you get the picture. So your business is the same. We have to look at how much you can actually scale. And that is not determined by ad spend. That's determined by the quality of your systems. And it's controlled by the quality of your team and your leadership of that team to deliver those systems. So you know your clients are welcomed properly, they're onboarded properly, they're given results and tracked properly, and they're given great experience to retain them properly. So you've got to make sure you get those things in place first, obviously. I'm sure you know that, but I just mentioned that right now because really you have to look at your growth target needs to be how many members do you feel you could intake each month, in addition to your current members that need to be serviced, what is going to be a realistic number for you? That's the first thing to think about. It's not about if I gave you $50,000 today, you'd go and blow it all on Facebook ads and sign up 300 members. That's not going to help you. So your growth is limited by your ability to deliver the service. So first of all, map out, I would say at least between next month and 6 months from now, each month on month, what would be a realistic number of members you could intake and still deliver a great service with the team and the systems that you have. Really then, improving your systems and improving your team is going to be the key that unlocks your ability to take on more members each month and actually grow faster and more profitably, because you're going to keep those members. That's step number one. Now let's talk about the ad spend itself. See, a lot of people try and factor ad spend without thinking of what I just spent a few minutes talking about, and that's why it all goes wrong for them. Because there is no answer until you deal with the first question I just gave you. How many members a month can you actually grow by at the same level of high quality service? So let's say you've decided now that we're going to grow by 10 members a month to your group studio. You believe if I get 10 members a month, we can deliver a great service, we can onboard everyone, we can stay organized, it's not going to disrupt the current service, it's not going to feel overwhelming for the new members, it's just a nice steady intake of 10 a month, or about 2 to 3 clients a week on average could start each Monday. Great. Now we can actually look at the Facebook ads, because now we have something to work with. So at this point, this will depend if you have experience running Facebook ads before or not. If you have experience running ads, I'll start with you first. So what I would do is look at your previous Facebook ads campaigns. Look at maybe the data you have from maybe 1 month of ads to 90 days of running ads, the most recent time you did it, and take a note of what did you spend on advertising then. Your monthly budget isn't really as important as finding out how much did you invest to buy a customer. Your customer acquisition cost, CAC. That's ultimately the metric of your ad spend that we're looking for. So when you look back on your stats, let's say you ran ads for a month last month, and let's say you spent £1,000, and you look at then how many members did we sign up for that? If you signed up 20 members for that £1,000 ad spend, then you have a customer acquisition cost of £50, because you have £1,000 divided by the 20 sales you made. That's about £50 per person. So you went to Facebook, and for every £50 you spend on Facebook, you get one front-end customer back. They might not be a long-term member yet. It could be for a trial or a six-week challenge, but that's okay. But just to know what a front-end initial sale was worth. And so you need to figure out what that amount was. Once you know that, then we just go back to your growth metrics, which you just said in this example was 10 members a month is what you want to grow by. If you're spending £50 a month previously to gain a customer, and you now want to grow by 10 members a month, then that is going to be around £500 would be your monthly ads budget. Okay, so also factor in if you do like maybe, let's say you do a 4 week or a 6 week program, a challenge to begin with, and then you convert a number of those people into a membership, you want to factor that into your costs as well, based on the upsell or conversion rate from front to back. For example, we run a 6 week challenge, we will convert a minimum of 50% of the challengers into a long-term membership. So for us, we might pay about £35, let's say, about $50 to acquire a 6 week challenge sale. That 6 week challenger pays us £200. So we put £35 into ads, we make about £200 back on the front end. Now, like I said, about half of the people, 50% of the challengers stay long-term. So if we spent £35 to acquire a front-end challenger, we just double that number to find out our cost per back-end member. So 35, double that is 70. So we actually pay £70 to obtain a back-end long-term member who's going to pay us around about £100 a month, if that makes sense. So That's how you'd figure it out of what the metrics need to be. And then if you've decided that your scale allows you to grow by 10 members a month, that's the number you would need. For us, it would be about £700 to grow by that many clients. Now, if you have not run ads before, if you have no rough metrics to draw experience from, or maybe you did run ads, but it was a long time ago, then what you want to do is you have to go basically on estimated data, unfortunately. So in this case, you could ask around, or if you want to reach out to me personally on Instagram, you can see the link below. Let me know where you are in the world. I've helped, you know, fitness businesses grow all over the world, from China, US, Canada, South America, Argentina, UK, Europe, New Zealand, South Africa, everywhere. So I kind of know very well what the average lead costs are in those areas. And if you reach out to me with where you are, I can help you get some rough statistics for that from what I've seen. So you'll figure out, you know, I'd say in the UK, in most parts of the UK where most listeners are, you should be looking for around about anywhere from £5 to £15 a lead on average, £5-10, going up if you're in a bigger city. The US is anywhere usually from about $10 to $25 right now. And I find Australia is generally about 20 to 40 Australian dollars. Europe, most European countries and cities, fit pros are probably paying around 3 to 10 euros a lead if it's well optimized and a good ad system like the one I teach them to do step by step. And if you want help with running your ads and getting it profitable on the first day, let me know, because I've run ads for over 10 years and, you know, we've helped hundreds of studios grow and scale with our simple Facebook ad system. So if you don't have, you know, you're going to work on that, those lead costs. And now the cost per sale, how much you're going to spend to actually make a sale, that's down to your sales ability. So I can't really help you with that. I can give you what an average lead might cost, but the sales rate is going to be down to you. So let's say, now a well-optimized gym like ours or the Fit Pros that I mentor to teach them the sales process that works, they will convert around about at least 20 to 30% of all the leads they generate. That's what we call the lead to sales ratio. This is also important when it comes to your Facebook ads budget. So the guys I work with, the Fit Pros who deploy my sales system and follow-up system, know that for every 10 leads they generate, they're going to close at least 3 sales. So that's that's a very optimized, mentored professional. If you're not working with a mentor or don't have a proven process, then maybe you could assume, worst case, you will close maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 leads, 10% to maybe 20%, probably more like 10% of the leads. So giving that example, if you're in the UK and you're spending, let's say, £10 a lead, then you would, let's say, worst case estimate, you need 10 leads to make one sale, which is a 10% lead to sale ratio. In that case, you would spend £100 to get 10 leads at £10 each, and you would convert one of them, let's say, onto a front-end offer. If your front-end offer is a 6-week challenge and you charge £150, then you've just invested £100 to make £150 back, which is good. And then if you convert a good number of those challenges into members, you're going to make more money on top of that, meaning your ads are ROI positive. So that's important because that allows you to figure out what your potential cost per acquisition is going to be. In this example, like I said, if you need 10 leads at £10 each to make one sale, you're going to be spending around £100. In that example, if you wanted to grow by 10 clients a month, you would then need to budget around about £1,000 to test. Now, the final part of this edition I'm going to talk about is that your ads budget doesn't need to remain static, not in the early stages, because what's going to happen is your ad costs are going to change over time. It's not as like cut and paste as a lot of ads agencies want you to believe. a lot of factors will affect the how well your ads work. And if your ads are working better, the cost per lead is going to be lower. Facebook will show your ad to more of the right people, getting you cheaper leads. And if you increase your sales conversion ability, you're gonna get more clients for the same ad spend. So let me quickly touch on a couple of these things that you can do which will modify your ads budget over time. The first thing we find is generally, if you launch a brand new offer or you just opened a brand new studio, most of the time, because we've opened 20 locations at this point, and every time we open a new location, the very first campaign we do for the first 6-week launch challenge always goes extremely well. Now, I don't know if that's just because Facebook likes to promote a brand new business in the area and get it off to a good start. I don't know if it's only because of our consistently good ads formula. And I don't know if perhaps it's because of our brand just becoming as big as it is in the UK now, that it kind of borrows credibility from elsewhere. It could be a number of those things put together. But the fact is, generally, we see this with clients as well. If you launch a new ad campaign or you open a new studio, the first campaign usually goes quite well. So you end up getting more return for your budget. So if you did budget £1,000 and you're aiming to get 10 sales, you may end up with 20. So again, just be careful and make sure you can manage 20 people and it's not going to disrupt your service. And you're organized enough and have the people, the team members, to deal with that properly. Another thing that's going to happen is, again, if your ads go well, everybody thinks about what happens if the ads don't go well, but that's not really a problem. What's really going to be a problem is if your ads go well and you get more leads than you anticipated, the next problem is you might be able to get cheap leads in mass. But again, if you are not able to answer the phone, follow up with all those leads, book the sales calls, if you haven't got the time to do that because you're a one-person show or you're just limited on time and you haven't got time to dedicate to following up those leads and closing those sales, then you'll get a lot of leads for low cost, but you're going to be wasting your money because you won't convert them. Leads need, you need to follow up with them, you need to nurture them, book a call with them, maybe you invite them into the studio. It's a bit of time that goes into closing a sale. And so if you got what you think you want, and I gave you 100 leads this morning, would you actually be able to follow up with those leads and have a proper conversation with them all? Or would you get overwhelmed and push 90 of them back until tomorrow and then the next day? And then by the time you've actually spoken to them, it's 5 days have passed and they've lost interest. That's actually what happens with most Fit Pros who are inexperienced with this. They get a lot of leads in, they underspend their budget, but they still can't even make money on it because they didn't anticipate the number of leads. So what'll happen is with your ad spend, I would say, look, you know how many clients you want. Let's say you want 10 new sales this month. Let's say you're anticipating it's going to cost you £100 per sale. So you put £1,000 there. Another thing that's going to happen is we've got to anticipate cash flow and reinvesting. Meaning, when we spend on a Facebook, remember, we budget daily. We don't just like spend £1,000 all at once. Your £1,000 budget in this example over 30 days gives you a daily budget of £33 a day. So what'll happen is let's say you're anticipating £100 to acquire a customer. That means it might take you 2 to 3 days of £30 a day spending to actually sign up the first person and make all that money back. Because let's say you're paying £10 a lead. The first day you spend £30, you get 3 leads. Maybe one signs up, maybe they don't. The next day you get another 3 leads. And by the third day, you've now got 9 leads. And by that point, you should have got at least one of them to sign up. Maybe your follow-up and your sales system is really good and you close 2 or 3 of those leads. In that example, you would be 3 days in, you've spent £90, but you've made 150 plus 150 plus 150. So you've made £450 back in 3 days for the 90 spend. That's the scenario that usually unfolds for the Fit Pros that I work with on this and help set this up. So at that point, they kind of come to me and say, well, Justin, I've spent £90. I've made £450 back in cash collected. We're ahead of target, and I think we're actually going to do way more than we thought we were. So do we adjust the budget? That's a great question, right? So at this point, they start seeing pound signs or dollar signs in their eyes. And this is where, again, we go back to the same question. Well, potentially we can spend more money and increase your daily budget. Maybe you increase your budget now. Maybe you feel confident investing $1,000 this month. So now you say you want to spend $1,500. That divided by 30 days is a budget of $50 a day. But before we do that, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you can handle those customers and give the same high quality level of service? Don't get fooled, guys. Don't rush to get 20, 30, 40, 50 clients in one go, no matter what an ads agency promises you, because if you're not prepared for those clients, it will F you up in the long term. It's better to be, you know, consistent and slow and steady. 10 new clients a month, 20 new clients a month to begin with, until you get used to that. You can always increase your ads later. And so don't, you know, be careful. Don't go crazy on the front. Manage your ads budget accordingly. And that's the main lesson I want to share with you. That's how we manage our ads budget. You may be able to increase, if you're making a good ROI, like I said, you put £100 in, you make £500 back, and you're tempted to scale it a bit more, that's fine, but you have to look at how you're going to manage that growth on the back end. Maybe you need to give more hours to one of your trainers, or you need to hire someone, or whatever. If you can do that, like if you can actually adapt your back end infrastructure to allow you to grow on the front and increase your ad spend, great. That's perfect. That's what you want to do. But if you don't feel ready to do that, don't force it, because you're going to end up causing more problems for yourself that then take more time to actually fix. Hope you've enjoyed this. If you need more help with your individual Facebook ads strategy, reach out to me on the Instagram link below. Let me know if you've run ads before. Let me know what your typical cost per lead or cost of acquisition was. And I'll be able to give you some free one-on-one advice to help you optimize your funnel. I'll tell you what I would do a little bit differently, or what gets results consistently for us. And then you're able to go and take that and get a bigger ROI from your ad spend. Hope you've enjoyed this. Keep in touch. Let me know below, and I'll see you next time.